Ever wonder how much CEOs actually make? Like, does it even relate to how well their company's doing?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Well, get this. We're diving into the Singapore Exchange, you know, the SGX,
right,
to see if their CEO's paycheck actually adds up, I guess, to their performance.
It's a really interesting case, you know, because it's not just about the money.
Right.
It's about, you know, the investors, the companies that are listed on the exchange.
Yeah.
Even the whole Singaporean market, kind of how it all gets affected.
Totally. And our guide for this deep dive is Professor Mak Yuen Team. Have you heard of him?
Absolutely. He's quite the corporate governance expert, isn't he?
Yeah. He's kind of a big deal. He really knows his stuff.
He doesn't hold back either.
No, he doesn't. He tells it like it is. And he takes a really hard look at the SGX CEO's compensation.
Recently, yeah.
In this article. And yeah, let's just say he's not afraid to stir the pot.
No, he asks the tough questions.
He does.
About transparency and, you know, are things really on the up and up?
Right, right.
It's a fascinating read.
Okay, so for those of us who, you know, don't have the SGX on speed dial.
Sure.
It's basically Singapore's main stock market, right?
Yep.
Companies list their shares there. Investors can buy and sell them.
Right.
And ideally, everyone kind of rides this wave of a booming economy.
Yeah, you want it to be a sign of, you know, how healthy the businesses are doing, the economy overall, how attractive Singapore is for investors.
Exactly. Exactly.
So the SGX's success is kind of, you know, like a report card for how well the companies listed on it are actually doing. So naturally, everybody's interested in seeing, well, how does the CEO's compensation line up with how they're performing?
Right, right. Yeah. Are they being paid for the performance?
Well, exactly. Exactly.
Okay. So here's where it gets juicy.
Okay.
The article reveals that since 2016, the SGX CEO's total pay has ballooned, I guess you could say,
yeah,
to a hefty 7.57 million Singapore dollars.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. And it includes, you know, their base salary, bonuses.
Sure.
And those long-term incentive plans that you always hear about.
Right. Those are always the interesting parts.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where the numbers get really worth looking at.
So it's not just their salary. It's all these other things on top of it.
It's all the extras. Yeah. And those can really add up.
Okay, so their base salary has actually only gone up by about 3% since 2016. So it's not like they're getting these huge, you know, year-on-year salary increases.
Right.
It's the bonuses and those long-term incentives that have really kind of gone through the roof.
Interesting.
Yeah, and this is where the article throws us a bit of a curveball.
Okay.
Get this. While the CEO's compensation has been going up, 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 the number of companies that are actually listed on the SGX and even their total value has actually dropped.
Oh, so it's like they're doing the company itself or the exchange itself is doing worse.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a head scratcher.
Yeah, that makes you wonder how are they measuring this?
Exactly. What metrics are they using?
Yeah, what are they looking at to justify these raises?
Right.
Are they just looking at, you know, the SGX's own financial performance? Or are there other factors that are influencing these decisions?
Yeah, it's a good question.
It's a big question.
To be fair, the article does say that financially, the SGX seems to be doing okay.
Okay.
Their stock price is up. They're making a profit.
Right. So on paper, it looks good?
Exactly. But Professor Teen is arguing that focusing just on these numbers might be kind of missing the bigger picture.
The forest for the trees. Yeah.
Exactly.
You got to look at the bigger picture.
Right. The overall health and attractiveness of the market that the SGX is operating in.
Absolutely. And that's where things, I think, get really interesting here because He's pointing to this disconnect, potentially, between how the CEO is being evaluated on their performance and what actually is long-term value creation for an exchange for its stakeholders.
Because those aren't always the same thing.
No, not at all.
Right.
Not at all.
Short-term profit versus long-term health.
Exactly. And he points to specifically, you know, the number of companies that are listed on the SGX that's shrunk and the overall market capitalization. And he says those are major red flags.
Right. Because that suggests that maybe the SGX isn't as competitive or as attractive as it could be.
Yeah. It's not as appealing to companies who might want to, you know, go public.
Right. Exactly.
A list on their exchange.
So why would they list there if they can go somewhere else that's, you know, bigger and better potentially?
Exactly. And that's not good for the SGX in the long run.
Right. Exactly. It's a problem.
It's a big problem.
Yeah. So fewer companies, less overall value, not a great look.
Not a great look at all.
So how do you even begin to measure like the performance of a CEO? especially in this world of stock exchanges. Like, how do you quantify that?
Yeah, it's a tough one, right? And Professor Teen actually points out that the SGX used to focus on things like return on equity,
okay,
or ROE,
yeah,
which is, you know, basically how well they're using investments to make a profit.
Makes sense.
Which, you know, makes sense, right?
Right.
As a measure.
Yeah, yeah.
But they've shifted more towards...
What have they shifted to?
Earnings per share.
Okay.
Or EPS.
Okay, so earnings per share. I mean, that sounds...
Yeah, it sounds good.
Kind of important, right? Like, isn't that kind of what investors care about?
Yeah, for sure. It's important, but it doesn't always tell the whole story.
Okay.
You know? It's one metric among many.
Right.
And you can actually manipulate EPS to a certain extent.
How so?
Well, let's say a company does a share buyback.
Yeah.
So they buy back some of their own shares.
Right.
That can actually artificially bump up the earnings per share.
Oh, I see.
To make it look like the company is doing better than it actually is.
So it's kind of like putting a fresh coat of paint on a used car.
Exactly.
Right. Like, it looks good on the surface.
It looks good. Yeah.
But it doesn't actually change what's going on under the hood.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just financials, right? It's just one part of the picture.
Yeah. It can be deceiving.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so Professor Teen's point is that, you know, if you focus too much on EPS,
yeah,
you might actually be incentivizing the CEO
to do the wrong thing,
to make decisions that are good for the short term that bump up that EPS, but aren't actually building a stronger exchange in the long run.
So focusing on EPS might be good for, you know, a quick boost.
Yeah, short-term thinking.
But it could actually hurt the SGX's long-term prospects.
It's a trade-off, right?
Yeah.
You always have to think about the long game.
That seems a little short-sighted, doesn't it?
It does a bit, yeah.
Like, why would you?
You would be building something sustainable.
Right, exactly. You don't want to just, you know.
Not just a flash in the pan.
Exactly.
Yeah, so he talks about, you know, maybe you should be looking at other metrics.
Like what? What kind of things?
Like how many new companies are listing on the exchange?
Okay.
How much is the total value of the listed companies growing?
Right.
Even things like investor confidence, you know?
Okay.
How do investors actually feel about the...
Yeah, the health of it.
The health of the market, things like that.
Okay, so those are things that are a little bit harder to measure, right?
They are a bit more qualitative, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But important nonetheless.
But ultimately, they paint a more, I think, holistic picture.
Right.
Of how well a CEO is really doing.
It's about aligning the incentives with the long-term health of the business.
Exactly.
And the market.
And the market, yeah.
The exchange.
The whole ecosystem.
Yeah, it reminds me of that saying, you get what you measure.
Oh, that's a good one? Yeah.
Right. Like, if you're only rewarding short-term gains,
right,
don't be surprised if that's all you get.
Yep, you're going to get those short-term gains, and then what?
Exactly.
Exactly, and what happens?
Right, what happens after that? Yeah.
Okay, so that's interesting.
And it gets more interesting.
Great.
Because then he starts digging into the SGX's performance share plan.
Oh, okay.
And there are some curious details there.
Like what? Like what kind of curious details?
Well, for example,
yeah,
a large chunk of the long-term incentives, we're talking like half vest, yeah, without any strings attached.
Hold on. Vest without any strings attached. What does that mean in plain English?
It means he gets them.
The CEO.
The CEO, yeah.
Okay.
Gets them no matter what happens, basically.
So regardless of how the company does.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, they're based on past performance.
Oh, okay.
So they look back and they say, okay, you did well.
Right.
Here's this big chunk of compensation.
Right.
And over time, it'll vest. It'll become yours.
Even if things go south.
Wow. So they're getting rewarded for past performance with zero risk.
Pretty much.
For
sure.
Future performance, that seems...
Yeah, it's a sweet deal if you can get it.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. I want that job.
Right. Sign me up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, you get... It's like getting a bonus for a job you did, like, years ago.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it's like a reward that keeps on giving.
Right.
Even if you don't do anything else.
Right.
So the SGX, you know, they argue, well, this is to keep these high-performing individuals, right?
Yeah.
We need these people. They're essential for long-term growth.
Right,
but,
yeah.
But Professor Teen's point is,
yeah,
well, if they're so essential for long-term growth, shouldn't the payout depend on them actually delivering that growth?
Right, exactly. Otherwise, where's the motivation to stick around and actually do a good job?
Exactly. That's the question, isn't it?
Right, yeah.
Like, if you're already getting rewarded,
yeah,
no matter what happens, why bother?
Right, what's the point? Yeah.
Right.
it's kind of mind-blowing.
It is.
When you think about it, like, we're talking about potentially huge sums of money being, like, handed out.
Yeah.
And even the people who, like, own a piece of the company, the shareholders.
Right. They don't even know.
They're kept in the dark about how those decisions are being made.
Yeah. And they're the ones who it ultimately affects, right?
Exactly. That doesn't really give you the warm fuzzies, does it?
No, not exactly.
In terms of, like, good governance.
Not really. And Professor Teen really emphasizes that, the importance of transparency here.
Yeah. What does he say about that?
He basically says that the shareholders,
reserve to that, right?
They own a part of this company.
Right.
They should know how their money is being used.
Exactly. Especially when it comes to these big executive pay packages.
Especially when we're talking about millions of dollars. Yeah.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, it's about accountability.
Exactly. Yeah. If everything's out in the open, it's a lot harder to hide anything shady.
Right. Exactly.
Like, you can't, you know.
Conflicts of interest, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Conflicts of interest, any kind of, you know.
Shady backroom deals.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it just, it shines a light on everything.
Right. Exactly. Transparency is key.
Transparency is key. And so Professor Teen's point is that without that transparency, it's really hard to tell. Are these massive compensation packages actually good for the company?
Are they benefiting the shareholders, or are they just...
Or are they just lining the pockets of the people at the top?
Exactly, exactly.
And that's the key question, right?
Yeah. Okay, so we're talking a lot about the SGX.
Sure.
But I'm guessing this isn't just a Singapore thing, right?
All right.
Like, what about these other big stock exchanges around the world?
Yeah.
How do their CEO salaries stack up?
Yeah, he actually looks at that too.
Oh, does he?
In the article, yeah, he compares the SGX CEO's compensation to the CEOs of a few others, the Australian Securities Exchange,
the ASX,
the Hong Kong Exchange, or the HKEX,
right,
and the London Stock Exchange, the LSE.
Okay, so those are some big players.
Those are the big dogs, yeah.
Yeah, those are the big dogs, okay.
And it's worth noting, those exchanges are all significantly larger than the SGX.
Okay.
In terms of both the number of companies listed.
Right.
And their total market value. So.
So the SGX is kind of a smaller fish.
Relatively speaking, yeah.
Okay, interesting.
But here's the kicker.
Yeah.
The SGX CEO's total compensation, as of, you know, the latest figures.
Yeah.
Is about double that of the ASX chief.
Oh, wow. Right.
Roughly half of the HKEX leader's pay, and even higher than the LSE CEOs.
So bigger isn't always better, it seems.
At least when it comes to CEO salaries, right?
Well, at least in this case, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. That's really interesting.
And Professor Teen also points out that, you know, if you look at the ASX and the LSE, their CEO compensation has been a little bit more volatile, you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's gone up and down over the years.
Okay.
But the SGX CEO has seen a very steady climb upwards since they took the helm.
Wow. So they've been very...
consistently rewarded.
Consistently, yes.
Yeah.
Regardless of, it seems, how well the SGX is doing.
Well, it makes you wonder, right?
It does make you wonder.
Like, what?
What are they using to base these decisions on?
Yeah, are they really looking at performance?
Right. If the compensation's going up,
yeah,
no matter what.
It's the incentive to really, you know,
right,
push for growth.
To rock the boat. To really, like, make a difference.
Yeah, exactly. To take risks, to really innovate.
Exactly. It's about that, you know, that comfort zone, I guess.
Mm. It is. And I think, you know, Professor Teen's article really highlights that it raises a lot of these questions.
It does.
About executive compensation, not just at the SGX.
Right. Everywhere.
But everywhere. And it's really a call for us to be more critical.
Yeah.
To ask more questions, to demand more transparency.
To hold these leaders accountable.
To hold them accountable.
Yeah. Yeah. And so as a shareholder, or even just as someone who, you know, is interested in this stuff.
Yeah.
What can you do? Like, what would Professor Teen say that you could actually do?
I think he would say, get informed.
Okay.
Ask questions.
Don't be afraid to, like, raise your voice.
Don't be afraid to speak up. Yeah.
Right.
If you see something, say something.
And do your research. Read those compensation reports.
Yeah, they're publicly available.
Right, they are.
For the most part.
And ask yourself, you know, does this make sense?
Yeah. Does this pass the sniff test?
Right. Like, what is going on here?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And you'd be surprised, like, your voice combined with other investors who are who are asking the same questions
right.
can actually make a difference.
It absolutely can.
Yeah.
Where this deep dive into CEO compensation at the SGX has been fascinating, to say the least.
It's a really interesting case study.
It is a really interesting case study.
Yeah.
It's given us a lot to think about and hopefully sparked some healthy skepticism.
Absolutely.
You know, I think that's really what it's all about.
Yeah. A little bit of questioning never hurt anybody.
Exactly. A little bit of curiosity can go a long way.
It can make the world a better place.
It can make for a fairer and more transparent financial world.
Absolutely. That's what we want.
So keep asking those questions, folks, and we'll see you next time for another deep dive.